CrimeCanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Man in his 20s critically injured in Toronto shooting, undergoing treatment at trauma center. On the evening of April 14, 2025, a man in his 20s arrived at a Toronto hospital with life-threatening gunshot wounds shortly before 8:30 p.m., prompting a swift police and emergency response. Due to the severity of his injuries, he was transferred to a specialized trauma center, where he remains in critical condition. Authorities have launched an active investigation into the shooting, though key details, including the exact location and motive, remain unknown. No suspects have been identified, and officials are appealing for public assistance as they continue to gather evidence. The incident underscores ongoing concerns about gun violence in Toronto and the city's emergency services' rapid intervention in such crises. Incident details and immediate response. On April 14, 2025, shortly before 8:30 p.m., emergency services were alerted when a man in his 20s arrived at a Toronto hospital suffering from severe gunshot wounds. The individual's life-threatening condition necessitated an urgent transfer to a specialized trauma center equipped to provide advanced medical care. The prompt arrival of emergency responders and medical personnel played a critical role in stabilizing the patient during the initial phase of treatment. Ongoing police investigation. The Toronto Police Service has initiated a full-scale investigation to determine the circumstances surrounding the shooting. While the victim's identity has not been publicly disclosed in respect of privacy and investigative procedures, officials confirmed that no suspects have been apprehended at this time. Key elements such as the precise location of the incident and the underlying motive remain under active review. Authorities are urging anyone with relevant information to come forward to aid in the investigation. Community impact and public safety concerns. This shooting incident has heightened awareness about ongoing issues related to gun violence within Toronto. Community leaders and public safety officials have reiterated calls for increased vigilance and cooperation among residents to enhance neighborhood safety. The police department continues to emphasize its commitment to rapid response and thorough investigation in efforts to prevent future occurrences and maintain public trust. Support and resources. In response to the critical condition of the victim and the impact of the event on the community, local agencies have mobilized support services, including counseling and victim assistance programs. The trauma center where the patient is receiving care is renowned for its specialized expertise in managing severe injuries resulting from violent incidents. Authorities and healthcare providers remain coordinated in their efforts to address both the immediate medical needs and broader implications of the shooting. Next steps. Police continue to collect evidence and interview potential witnesses to establish a clear timeline of events. Public appeals for information remain active through Toronto Police communication channels. Medical teams are providing ongoing critical care, with updates to be issued as the patient's condition evolves. Community outreach and safety initiatives are being reinforced to mitigate risks and support affected residents. Conclusion. The shooting incident on April 14, 2025, highlights ongoing challenges related to gun violence in Toronto and underscores the importance of coordinated efforts between law enforcement, medical responders, and community organizations. As the victim remains in critical condition at a specialized trauma center, authorities continue their thorough investigation, seeking public assistance to uncover key details and identify those responsible. Meanwhile, support services and safety initiatives remain vital to addressing the immediate and broader consequences of this event, aiming to foster a safer environment for all residents.